It's 5 minutes with me.
Hello, friends. Welcome to this hot new episode of 5 minutes with Marco. It's our last week of a 3 week sub season on some just collected thoughts about teenage brains. And this is going to be a little bit ranty in this particular episode. So I've talked on this podcast many times about teenage brains, including the last 2 weeks. There's been a good amount of research on teenage brains in the last two decades, thanks to the MRI. There's also been an explosion of more popular articles that infer teenagers are the way they are because of their brains, and we shouldn't expect them to make good decisions or exhibit wisdom or control impulses or set priorities or act responsibly or any other of a long list of adult-like behavior. And, you know, it really ticks me off. Two articles, neither of them new, pushed back a bit on that. The first was an article in Huffington Post called The Teenager Brain, weird wording to me, The Teenager Brain Debunking the Five Biggest Myths. And then there was a fascinating article published several years ago in National Geographic. Some of you may have seen that one, and it suggested an alternative evolutionary possibility of why teenage brains are weak in certain controls and functions. The article mentioned some of the unhelpful conclusions being drawn by others. These are quotes. They act that way because their brains aren't done. You can see it right there in the scans. Or this view, as titles from the explosion of scientific papers and popular articles about the teen brain put it, presents adolescents as works in progress whose immature brains led some to question whether they are in a state akin to mental retardation. Oh my gosh. But the article went on to suggest an alternative view. I'm quoting again from it. BJ Casey, a neuroscientist at Weill Cornell Medical College, who has spent nearly a decade applying brain and genetic studies to our understanding of adolescence, puts it, "We're so used to seeing adolescence as a problem, but the more we learn about what really makes this period unique, the more adolescence starts to seem like a highly functional, even adaptive period. It's exactly what you'd need to do the things you have to do then." Great quote. Here's what rubs me. There's a not so subtle discrimination in our culture against teenagers. Massively feeding extended adolescence is this age-old discriminatory equation. The presence of a particular physical characteristic alongside the presence of a real or assumed set of behavioral realities or biases means that the physical characteristics cause the real or assumed set of behavioral realities or biases. That was long. Let me say it again. There's this discriminatory equation that humans have often fallen prey to. The presence of a physical characteristic alongside the presence of a real or assumed or projected set of behavioral realities means that the physical characteristic cause the real or assumed set of behavioral realities. Hopefully you caught that. Let me remind you of a few places we've seen this before. Women's brains are smaller on average than men's. And for centuries, we were collectively sure that women did not have the intelligence for business, voting, public office, and a variety of other intelligent functions. The smaller size of women's brains were proof. Or how about this horrible one? Jewish people and people of African descent were said to have certain character traits or lack certain character traits due to physiology. Surely you've seen the World War II era Nazi propaganda drawings of a typical Jewish face and head with an explanation of how it explains the stereotype. I think we're seeing the same equation play out in terms of teenagers these days. The assumption is, and it's a huge leap in logic, teenage brains prove what we've always assumed, that teenagers are incapable of wisdom, good decisions, and responsibility. The obvious next step in this faulty logic is we should treat teenagers like children, what's called infantilization, and remove all responsibility keeping them safe. Pshaw, I say. Youth workers, don't tolerate this faulty logic. Don't tolerate this discrimination. Let's be countercultural on this stuff. Let's increase responsibility and opportunities for wisdom and choices and prioritization and risk analysis and impulse control. Instead of discriminating against teenagers, let's give them opportunities to be the apprentice adults they have the full capacity to be.
Hey folks, quick little announcement. I hope you know by now that the main thing the Youth Cartel does is we offer a year-long leadership development program for youth workers called the Youth Ministry Coaching Program. I really believe it's a best-in-class coaching program. We've had 800 people go through it over the last 15 years, and I've just see regularly in front of my very eyes see people's lives and ministries transformed. So check out theyouthcartel.com and go to the coaching tab. No, we're currently trying to fill a cohort in Springfield, Illinois, and one in central Pennsylvania, one in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a level 2 cohort in northern Indiana. So hit me up if you have any questions about that. The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.